that listen. This is channeling for June 7th, 1995 at 11 a.m. And this is a channeling that came through writing because I was having a problem channeling because of my right ear. I had some problem with it. Just a moment. Greetings, my beloved ones. I come to you in love and to bring enlightenment, for I am Carmen. I come to you this day on the sixth ray of Michael, through his enlightenment and the power of his love, for all of you blessed souls who are part of the Earth family. I come to speak the word and convey to you the mystery of the word. Yes, my beloved children, there are many mysteries that surround you, and many of these mysteries are sleeping, and it is not their time to awaken. There is, though, at this time, within the time frame of your civilization, that there has been made to awaken the word, suffering. Remember, my beloved ones, that I have come forth from the energy of Lord Michael to bring comfort to the abused, to those that are suffering in mind and body, and oftentimes their souls will suffer, their spiritual body, to the degree of breaking their will and desire to exist upon the earth plane. There are many questions in your mind as to why you have to suffer. I say to you that in certain ones of you children, that your suffering does indeed come forth from your own upbringing and ingraining of your being, that you become more spiritually aware if you suffer within yourselves. I say to you to release these thoughts, as they only create more karmic energy for you to comply with in a later lifetime. There is enough negativity that has already been created on this earthly plane without you creating any new negativity to contend with. As this channel can tell you, oh, how we suffer when we think of how we suffer. Awaken within you the knowledge that karma is created through thought forms, and that the last breath of your physical body is so important, for it carries with it the thought forms of your living experience upon the earth. Every thought form, whether it be of jealousy, revenge, hatred, entrapment, or agony, will be contained in your karmic breath of thought. If your life was lived with thoughts of others and love, charity, sharing, creativity, and kindness, then these good things in how you lived your life will be your karmic breath. This is all part of the karmic body and the body of cause and effect. Most of the children of the earth, when taking their karmic breath, have a combination of negative and positive thought forms. And really, this is to be expected on this earth, as it is recognized by the Creator, that you have not been placed in the best of circumstances because of the pull of light and darkness that was placed here from the beginning. Strive to release your thoughts of that which makes you burdened with hatred, for there will always be those about you that do not recognize your soul, and they will seek you harmful things. This is not to say that you should succumb to your oppressors or what they have done to you. This is to say that whether you are victorious or defeated, You will always be the victor if you do not carry the burden of anger and vengeance within you. Rise above the temptations that this world offers and release your karma and negative past. Bless those that curse you and scorn you, for they do not understand, for they themselves are suffering. Pray for their soul as you would pray for your own. This will bring your peace and forgiveness. This is why it has been written from the beginning of the curse of time that those of you blessed ones who chose to incarnate here would not forget the message from the ether to remember to love and to love their earth family as they love themselves. For in truth, love is the only answer, for it is a spirit unto itself. It is the holy communion between your souls and the Creator. The Creator is the tree. You are the branches, and love is the giver of life to the tree of everlasting life. There cannot be one branch broken away from this tree of life that will not affect you. Drink of this tree, and truly you are one with the divine. When you are ready to drink from this tree, you will place all thoughts of suffering behind you, for they are thoughts from this world and created from this world by the one who hides in darkness. Arise and awaken your soul to overcome the suffering of this earth. Create a peaceful and harmonious life, a life that's heart beats to the same rhythm of the Creator. Walk in the garden of your life and plant not one seed purposefully that will come back to vex you and not bless you with a great harvest of love. For I am Carmen. I have come to give you knowledge that has been well recognized by this channel for spirit. I have come not only to comfort you, but to deliver you from the darkness of suffering by giving you the mystery of the Word. Amen.